This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India and the US are close friends and natural partners. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed that he is confident that the trade negotiations between the two nations will pave the way for unlocking the limitless potential of the India-US partnership. He further said that the teams at both sides are working to conclude these discussions at the earliest. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward on speaking with US President Donald Trump soon. The Prime Minister expressed hope towards working together with President Trump to secure a brighter, more prosperous future for both the people of the nations. US President Donald Trump said that United States and India will continue negotiations to address trade barriers between the two countries. In a post on his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump said he's looking forward to speaking with my very good friend, Prime Minister Modi, in the upcoming weeks. President Trump expressed optimism that there will be no difficulty in coming to a successful conclusion for both of our great countries. Vice President-elect C.P. Radhakrishnan has described his election to the second highest constitutional post as a victory of the nationalistic ideology and vowed to work towards making India a developed nation by 2047. He won the vice presidential election by a margin of 152 votes yesterday. Mr. Radhakrishnan bagged 452 votes, while his opponent, B. Sudarshan Reddy, got 300 votes. In his first public remarks after the victory, the vice president-elect, Mr. Radhakrishnan, said, "The opposition alliance had said that this election was an ideological fight, but from the voting pattern, we understand that the nationalistic ideology has emerged victorious."
Every post is important, but every post has its own limitations. We have to understand that and we have to work within that framework. It is the other side camp said it is an ideological fight, but from the voting pattern we understand the nationalistic ideology has overwhelmingly victorious.
Mr. Radhakrishnan said it is a victory for every Indian and everyone has to work together if we have to make India a developed nation by 2047. Prime Minister Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Violence in Nepal is heart-rending." Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi stressed that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. The government has advised Indian citizens to defer travel in Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has advised Indian citizens presently in Nepal to shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. It also advised to follow local safety advisories from Nepal authorities as well as the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. The government has also issued helpline numbers +977-980-860-2881 and +977-981-032-6134 of the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu. Israeli military has confirmed carrying out an assassination attempt targeting top Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital Doha, where multiple explosions were reported yesterday. Both the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and Israel's internal security agency, Shin Bet, acknowledged responsibility for the operation, marking the first known Israeli military action on Qatari soil. According to a statement from Hamas, the Israeli strike killed five of its members but failed to assassinate its negotiating delegation currently based in Doha. Afghanistan handed a massive 94-run defeat to Hong Kong in the opening match of the Asia Cup at Abu Dhabi in UAE last night. Opting to bat first, Afghanistan posted 188 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs. Well, today, Team India is set to begin its campaign against host UAE at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.